I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WNPR News. A Vietnam veteran from New Haven has filed a lawsuit that seeks to force the government to quickly decide veterans' appeals for disability compensation. The suit highlights cases when the veteran is facing financial or medical hardship. In recent years, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has worked to reduce the amount of time a veteran waits for a decision on a disability claim. But if a veteran wants to appeal the VA's decision, the process takes even longer, 3.5 years. Marine Corps veteran Conley Mock Jr. served in Vietnam from 1968 to 1970, but he was not diagnosed with combat-related PTSD until late 2011. Soon after, he applied for a disability claim, but it was denied. William Hudson is representing Monk through Yale Law School's Veteran Legal Services Clinic. Hudson says Monk has been waiting 20 months for the VA to issue a decision on his appeal. Hudson says another complication, Monk has requested a change to his other than honorable discharge status related to substance abuse and behavioral problems.
While he has applied for a discharge status upgrade, he has not yet received that. So that then has the downstream effect of him not being entitled to VA benefits. What we're trying to communicate to the VA is that his PTSD is a service-related disability, which should entitle him to benefits from the VA.
Last year, the Department of Defense said PTSD diagnoses must be taken into account when reviewing requests to upgrade discharges. Meanwhile, life hasn't gone smoothly for Monk. His house burned down recently, and he struggled to find a place to live while dealing with significant medical problems. Hudson says Monk is just one of thousands of veterans in similar situations. He says that's why the lawsuit is urging the VA to decide appeals faster, so veterans, especially the elderly, aren't left waiting years for compensation related to their military service.